Is the guy that gave the key to the city to?
I'm gonna put some dirt in your eye.
All right, everybody. I am here before you tonight to make a new disclaimer, because the old disclaimer sounds like a piece of shit. So I'm going to give you a more clear one where I sound more confident and more believing in myself. Anything you hear on the show, whether it's clips or music, let me make one thing very clear. I absolutely 100% do not own any of it. I am promoting it for the artist and to use it as part of my show. But again, I do not own anything that I may share during breaks or intros or whatever. So please, do not steal from anybody. Because it is not right. I want to share my love of music, and I want to give you the best product as possible. That's it. That's all I got to say. Now, enjoy the show.
Their career, now they're back 100%. Look at a win tonight over the tag team champs would go a long way to getting them a tag team title opportunity.
That athleticism flabbergasted me. It was wow!
A world of pop. That was wonderful.
That was wonderful. Deserves an applause.
Network.
The way, and all you have to do is let me in. Bye!
Phoenix Night Forever! Yeah!
You're pissing me off, man. Fuck.
Shit. I bang on the door, but you won't let me in. You're sick and tired of me reeking of gin. Locked all the doors from the front to the back. And left me a note telling me I should pack. I walk in the bar and the fellas all cheer.
Down to the south side, where I'll see.
time. I'm drunk. I am laughing tonight because after the day I had today, I'm not done yet. This morning, I was a humble man, but after I found out some more shit today, I'm not done yet. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the best goddamn realist show in all of the planet Earth. Real Time with Sky. As usual, y'all know who I am, the name's in the title. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, I appreciate you all for joining me here tonight. As usual, y'all know who I am, As usual, we value one thing on this show, and that's feeling what you want to feel. Because when you feel what you want to feel, ladies and gentlemen, you're being real. And being real is a very, 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 very big deal, which is something we do not have anymore. Now, this morning, I made a very humble episode because I was ready to ride off into the sunset, you know, after the events that happened yesterday. Well, guess what? I'm not done yet. Because today and yesterday afternoon, I was reminded something. I don't apologize for feeling what I want to feel and being myself. So tonight on the show, we're going to value... Tonight on the show, it is the return of everybody's favorite segment, Dirt in Your Eyes. Now, this one's going to be a little different, but it's going to happen nonetheless. But the first order of business, ladies and gentlemen, is this. I miss basketball season. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I miss basketball season. I miss basketball season so much that I wish that I could just time travel to opening night. So then I can do what I love doing. And that is supporting my guys. The one thing in this society that has been super duper true to me. Let me say this regarding that. I am... Let me think. I'm very nervous about the upcoming season. And this is going to be a make or break year for us. And, you know, last year last year was supposed to be one of our best years, but it wasn't. We ended up taking a step back. Now, granted, we won the NIT tournament. Now, that was pretty good. But. That's not going to be enough for me for much longer. That plain and simple will not be enough for me much longer. And, you know, I will do anything for a national title. Because that would redeem so much that has happened. I know I've said it many times on this show, but I'm going to continue to speak it into existence. And I don't care who gets annoyed by it. I really don't care. You know, because, again, that is not just another team to me. That is a part of me now. When they lose, I lose. When they win, I win. But you know what? The bar that has been set for so long is not going to be the bar I'm going to accept for much longer. I want more. I want more. And, you know, I'm ready. I am ready. And while I have very, very major questions about Shaka Smart, I am going to believe that this is going to be our greatest year yet, hoops-wise. I'm hoping that the events of last year helped us reach a breaking point where it was time to basically, you know, how can I put this? Where it was, just we didn't do what we were expected to do. And I'm not going to put up with it for much longer. I'm going to give it this year. But, Shaka, I'm not going to put up with it for much longer. Another quick thing real quick, and then I'm going to go to break, and then it is time for me to give one last final going out swinging. So, today was the Robert Mueller testimony. It was a big deal. Now, I didn't watch the full story of it. I didn't watch the full thing. I was busy today. I was at work. I had to get a lot done, which is fine. Because I had to, you know, I have a future I'm trying to fight for. But what I do know is that Republicans were once again questioning or basically attacking him. And it's like, it's obvious to me that there's something shady going on in Washington. And I'm hoping it gets uploaded to YouTube soon, where I could watch the full thing or I could listen to the full thing. Because it is a big deal, because I want to know all the facts, because this is a big deal. Especially because of the many times that I have bashed President Batshit on the show, okay? But the thing is, from what I saw today, it is a perfect example of what is wrong with this society. Now, some Democrats are corrupt, let me make that very clear. But the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very corrupt. It really, really is. Today proves that. Because they claim that they care about their country, but they don't. They really don't. And it's sad. It is sad. But if from what I heard from some of my people, there may actually be a chance that, oh, the key thing is that President Batshit was not cleared of obstruction of justice. So it proves that there is something. And like I said a couple of weeks ago on this show, there's a good chance that some of Donnie's supporters know what the fuck is going on. There is a damn good chance. But yet, I think they're okay with it because they think in their stupid little pea-brained minds, oh, we get to be with Jesus. We get to be with Jesus. I don't get it. I don't get it. But that is how stupid this society is. It really, really is. It's disgusting. And I'm telling you, I told you before, and I'm going to say it again. The only way changes are going to be made is if these protests end up turning into riots. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after that. But either the 1% who people like Mitch McConnell really care about, because at the end of the day, they only care about themselves. Unless they get affected, unless the politicians' wallets in Washington get affected, nothing's going to get done. And it is starting to reveal itself. It is starting to reveal itself more and more and more and more and more, y'all. I really don't know what else to tell you. I really don't know what the fuck else to tell you. But I'm going to save my energy, because I got more important matters to get to. Earlier this morning, I came before you a humble man. And I still do. But after an event that happened yesterday, and then some, if anybody thinks that, especially the certain somebody who I'm going to be talking to next, thinks that I'm going to forget about this, you're wrong. Now, I'm going to try to be as honorable as possible. There's some things that it made me thought about. It also woke me up to some other things that I needed a wake-up call on. I'll get to that. Ladies and gentlemen, Dirt in Your Eyes, next.
Everybody, 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 ever went out on a date with a girl a bit late. She had so many friends. I brought my pogo stick just to show her a trick. She had so many friends. Players with no names, they lined up double quick, but just one pogo stick. Everyone gets to play, run away. Expose was so exotic, but just one pogo stick.
I'm a nigga. nigger, you a nigger, I'm a nigger.
Infect my life, and if they got to know you, I doubt that they would see it. They wonder what I showed you, how you can leave it. A friend in Chicago said that I should stay persistent. If I stay around, I'm bound to break resistance. Fuck you, Lucy, for defining my existence. Fuck you and your differences. Ever since I was a young lad with a part-time dad, it was hard to find happiness inside of what I had. I studied my mother, I digested her pain, and vowed no woman on my path would have to walk the same. Travel like sound across the fate ladder. I travel with spoon to mix this cake batter, and I travel with feel so I can deal with touch. It's like that, thank you very much, fuck you very much. Everyone in his life would mistake it as love. Everyone in his life would mistake it as love. Everyone in his life would mistake it as love. And everyone in his life would mistake it as love. Everyone in his life would mistake it as love.
If I could be honest for a second, I'm gonna tell y'all something. That atmosphere song fits so perfectly with what I'm about to do next. I mean, Jesus. The song is called Fuck You, Lucy. Because, seriously. Well, actually, yeah. However, now it's time for me to get serious for a second. This edition of Dirt in Your Eyes is something I really did not want to do. After the events of yesterday, I realized that I had enough. Enough is enough. So, this is going to be really different because, unlike some people who make their fucking promises 1 minute and then the next minute, they fuck you. And I'll tell you the entire story! I am a man who is going to be honorable. So, as a lot of you know, yesterday, actually, a select few people know what happened, the events of yesterday. Before I tell the story, let me just say this. And that being, you know, I was very upset yesterday. It really made me question things. So, the story is, about almost a month ago, I met somebody at my Aspie group. I met a girl, and in a way, we were kind of seeing each other, trying to see how it was going. At first, it started off phenomenally well. But we hit a bit of a rough patch. You know, I kind of started having feelings for her. And, you know, we had many great conversations, getting to know each other. You know, we were hanging out some, you know. I took her out on a day throughout Austin. Oh, and guess who paid for everything? I did! You know, I took her to a nice lunch, took her to dinner, I took her to see Aladdin, and all that shit. And we had a really fun time. We had a really fun time. Many great conversations where she called me while I was at work. And I put myself on the line at work because I care. And you know what? Did I make my fair share of mistakes? Absolutely. And if anybody has any questions, I'll answer them. But anywho, I'm going to continue with the story. So anywho, a couple things happened where I kind of maybe was going a little too fast. But here's the thing. I caught myself. When she needed something, I was always there. I hooked her up with my Hulu password. She has one of my Dexter books, which, by the way, keep it. It's already tainted with bullshit. Keep it. I also hooked her up with my audiobook thing, my little library account, so she could listen to the books. I even helped her fix her phone at 1 a.m. Do you know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because I cared! Oh! Yes! And by the way, you're lucky I'm a good man. But that ain't gonna stop me from yelling. Because you know what? You broke me yesterday. You've been breaking me lately. But I will not bow down. I will not bow down to you. I will not bow down to other bullshit. Well, I have made my fair share of mistakes. Well, I have made my fair share of mistakes. I did the very best I could. That no matter what, I showed that I cared. Oh, yes! Yes! Here is the kicker, folks. Here is the kicker. This is where I have had enough. She tells me multiple times, which I understand. I don't want a relationship right now. And yes, maybe I came on a little too strong. Oh, but wait a minute. She asked me, and I quote, and I have proof, by the way. Do I want to make out for my birthday? She asked me that! Also, she said multiple times, and I quote, I never had another guy who gave me the attention, who didn't use me for my body, and cared about me truly like I have. I know that for a fact. That happened. So you know what? Maybe I realized that maybe this could actually be my time. My time. Because of all the other crap I've had to put up with. But this is where it gets funny. I don't want a relationship. Oh, but wait a minute. I can't talk to you anymore because it'll be disrespectful to the guy that I'm getting serious with. Can you imagine the stupidity? Can you imagine? Whoa! Whoa! Oh, and here's the other thing! It wouldn't surprise me if it was a guy she met on Tinder, which she admitted to me multiple times, that she did not like. It's really funny. It's really funny to me. At first yesterday, I was upset. I was very upset. Because you know what? After I gave her space because I needed space, I tried to open up. And yes, I'm talking to you. You know who you are. In general, on Monday night, I tried to open up to you. In general, I poured my heart and soul. You even told me that you appreciated the fact that I wasn't using you. Yes, did I admit that if this didn't happen, it would make me question, when is my time coming? Yes! Yes! I did admit that! Because I am frustrated! That I am sick and tired of feeling like a joke! I did admit that! But you know what? I tried! I admit it, that during my other situations, that yes, maybe I was treating you like a trophy instead of a human being, because is it okay that I won wins? Is it okay? Because I deserve it! I made my mistakes, but what you did yesterday was bullshit! What you did yesterday was complete bullshit. What you did yesterday was complete bullshit, man. But you know what? You know what? I feel better after letting that out. Like, who the hell does that? Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I hope, because I'm such a good person, I hope it works out for you. But if it doesn't work out, don't come crying to me. Because you know what? I'm done hurting. And you're going to be example A of people are going to feel what I've been feeling for a change. And you know what? I have every right to be pissed off. I'll get over it. Because you know what? I'm not giving up. And you know what? If you're listening to this, you know who you are. Thank you. Thank you. Because you know what? This is the situation that, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I have been looking for. I have been looking for. Because it needed to remind me that I need to love myself. It needed to remind me who I can and can't trust. And the worst part is, ladies and gentlemen, this person that I'm talking about, she was an Aspie like I was. So it's okay if I legitimately thought that this could be it. Yes, I made my mistakes. Yes, I was not myself. And I lost my head multiple times. Yes, I done some questionable things, but I never took advantage. I care because I care. I open up because I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide. I will never apologize for feeling what I'm feeling. And if you, and if a certain somebody, you know who you are. My track record of being honest speaks for itself. Many conversations where I even remember you were talking about if we get married, homeschooling, blah, 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 blah. You may be with your dude right now forgetting and expect me to forget about this, but here's the thing. I don't forget. You fuck with me, I fuck with you right back. But thank you. Because it reminded me the advice that someone who actually gives a damn about me told me a long time ago. That I need to be careful who I trust. That I need to be careful with who I trust. Who the hell does that? Who the hell fucking does that? Whether you realize it or not, you were leading me on. And you know what? After what happened yesterday, after I was trying to open up to you even more about myself in general on Monday night, after what you did yesterday, you know what? I legitimately really hope that it works out for you. Unlike everybody else, that I put dirt in your eyes. But if it doesn't work out, don't come crying back to me. Because you know what? I love myself too much to fall for the same fucking trick. And unfortunately, with this situation, especially after you said, and I quote, no matter what, I will never abandon you. Oh, but wait, you did. Because, oh, you're getting serious with another guy. And that it would be disrespectful to the relationship. That it would be disrespectful to the motherfucking relationship. You're just like everybody else. Most everybody else. that I've come across. So, well, I now have major dislike towards you for what you fucking did. For what you fucking did. I wish you well. But don't come crying to me. You're probably somewhere right now forgetting about this. Thinking, oh, Sky's just going to forget about this. No, sweetheart, that's not how this works. I pour my heart and soul out to you. I try to be honest. I made my mistake, sure. But you know what? I'm a better man because of it now. Because just like with everything else, I did the best I could. I did the very, very best I could. And for you to do what you did yesterday, who the fuck does that? You're telling me you don't want a relationship right now? You want to get to know me? Oh, but wait! Do I want to make out for my birthday? Oh, I never had a guy care about me as much as I have. You probably told that to other people, haven't you? You know what it makes me think? You know what it really makes me think? You want to know whose fault this is? It's mine. This is not your fault. It's mine. Maybe I am the biggest fucking dumbest idiot for falling for the same goddamn trick. And unfortunately, this stings because I thought you understood me. But apparently, you never did. So you know what? Yeah, I am pissed off. And you know what? I'm not going to blow you up. But don't you dare come crying to me. And let this be a lesson to show you who I really am. Because enough is enough. Enough is enough. Let this be a lesson. Don't fuck over people who legitimately give a rat's ass. I even cried today during my break at work. Because I was so overwhelmed by what happened and everything else that has been going on. And the worst part is, dude, I even love most of your family. I love your family. And it really hurts me that I had to do this tonight. And I didn't want to do this, but you know what? People are going to learn a lesson. Don't fuck with people who legitimately care. And you know what? Unfortunately, you had to be the example. I apologize for the mistakes I made, but after what you did yesterday, I don't apologize for what I'm feeling. Not here, not tonight, not ever. I wish you well, but don't you dare fucking come crying to me. And you know what? The Dexter book I let you borrow? Fucking keep it. It'll be a reminder of fucking over someone you legitimately give a rat's ass, or who legitimately, despite the fact that he let his feelings get in the way, who legitimately gave a rat's ass about you. He was just struggling with some of his own shit. I made my mistakes. But for you to say, I don't want a relationship right now. Oh, but wait a minute, we can't talk anymore because I'm getting serious with another guy. How dare you? And if you ever want to see me again, if you ever want my fucking forgiveness, you're going to beg for it. You are going to beg. And you want to call me an asshole, sweetheart? Fine. Call me an asshole. I don't care. Because at least I'm an honest one. At least I'm not afraid to hide. And with that being said, I'm going to close it with this, ladies and gentlemen. Because you think I was going to ride off into the sunset without going out without a bang? Well, here's to the rest of you. I told you I meant everything that I said. That things are going to change. Now, I did the very best I could to not insult said person. But if you think I'm not going to stand by, if you think I'm going to stand by and not call it out, oh, you're damn mistaken. Remember who you're talking to. You're talking to Mr. Real as it gets. Remember who you're talking to. You're talking to a man who survived mental abuse twice. You're talking to a man who has seen a lot of fucked up shit. You're talking to a man who has been played, who has been treated differently, who survived a near-death experience. You're talking to a man who got robbed almost a year ago. You're talking to a man who's been around a lot of people who, no matter how hard he tried, it was never good enough. Well, you know what? This situation, that ends here! Because I love me. I love me now. So you know what? To everybody else, consider this a warning. You fuck with me like this situation has, despite my mistakes. Oh, I'm going to put some damn dirt in your eye, too. I'm going to put some goddamn dirt in your eye. Because you know what? For the first time in a long-ass time, I am trying to look ahead. I am trying to look ahead. And things have been testing me lately. And you know what? Let me go back to something I said earlier. This certain person who I'm sending this message to, in a way. There's a good chance I may never see you again. And you know what? That's fine. Because this little bullshit proved to me that you're not to be trusted. That you're not to be fucking trusted. And you know what? While you want to do your little bullshit fantasy, I'm going to get better. I'm going to rise to the top of the fucking mountain. I'm going to continue to show the world why I'm Mr. Real as it gets. I'm going to continue to show the world why I'm the strongest son of a bitch who is the realest motherfucker in the goddamn room. And I'm going to continue to show the world that you can feel what you want to feel. Because when you feel what you want to feel, you're being real. And being real is a big deal. Everyone else, except for my sensei, my father, consider this a warning. Remember my firebirds, I'll always light the way. All you have to do is let me in. The truth shall set you free. Remember these three words. Phoenix Knight forever. Now I'm done. Recognize, motherfuckers. Now I'm done, and I'm riding off into the sunset. Peace.
God damn, look at you. You are one fine young looking man. You know that? You look good.
Actually, hold up. I forgot. I'm not done. One final thing. Now I'm going on my little hiatus. Now I'm going to do a little soul searching. Now I am going to start focusing on me. Now, I love my people, but the only person I can trust is my father. Really, 100%. Despite our moments. But I said it this morning, and I'm going to say it again. Everybody else who's not named my father, you're officially under evaluation, effective immediately. And when I come back from my little hiatus, things are going to be a lot different. Now I'm done.
Oh, look at my... Damn, look at you. You are one fine young looking man. You know that? You look good. You look good. You look marvelous. I don't look at myself in the mirror because I'm a narcissist. I simply like to watch myself exist. Now I'm in a fog and mist. Now my reflection is anonymous.
Ponder this.
I seen a reflection of my soul in the store window. Caught in limbo cause I was dressed all in Timbos. Having fantasies of playing polo with Ralph Lauren and a Tommy Hill. And my paper thin spirit was still breathing from the Versace kill in Florida. Open the door to the store and I walk down the corridor to see they had a blowout sale on Nordica. I've always been a lord of the button down flies. Being there a half price I pass them on by looking for Levi's. But guess what? All my favorite clothing lines and hip designs were being liquidized and it made me sick to my eyes. I don't understand when I had no ends. The price is quick to rise. I'll buy a pair of trends even if it didn't fit my size. Purchase a surplus of fads from merchants whose ads made these cheap ass fabrics that were so worthless and sad just look priceless. They used unethical devices to attack my sense of self-worth during my prepubescent crisis. Fed into my insecurities, so instead of being righteous, I want everyone to see me like this. It's all about who looks the nicest. Ice is falling off my rolly onto my body. Shoot, I hope the hell it doesn't melt and ruin.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, one more thing about said certain somebody. She wanted to meet my friend so badly. Again, I'm really not mad that we didn't end up in a relationship. I'm really not. It's really more of you promised me that no matter what, you wouldn't abandon me. And after the conversation on Monday night, which I was trying to be honest with her about everything else, she abandoned me the very next day. So again, it's not about the fact that we didn't end up in a relationship. I really don't care. It's more of the fact that you made a promise and you fucking broke it. Ask me to ask me. What a load of shit. That is what I'm really fucking furious about. But again, I thank this person because it gave me the wake-up call that I needed. Now I'm done for real. Peace.
My Armani suit. While I'm sweating it, some kid who doesn't got any loot is buying my necklace along with my same exact khakis and army boots.
What?
This is blasphemous. Since Adidas tried changing its logo, there ain't nothing been as whack as this. It's probably a stunt being pulled by animal rights activists because of all that third world country garbage. While these monkeys sweat over my name brands that exchange hands from enslaved lands, I wonder if I'm the same man without reward for what I bought but can't still afford. This is a type of self-realization that might have killed the Lord. Didn't mind working free as a walking billboard. Now I want my money back. As the ice building poured onto the floor, I did see a distorted reflection of my Nike hat. I don't know how others might react. For me, it was an unsightly act that helped me get my psyche back. I stood 5 feet back, afraid that it might strike me.
Clack, clack.
Y'all think I'm kidding? Yeah, it's no big thing. What I seen made my heart hurt, stomach turn, throat burn, teeth cringe, spine tingling, ribs sting. I noticed that the swoosh symbol was nothing but a whip in mid-swing. How could some of y'all even look at yourselves? Some of y'all even look at yourselves. Look at you. I don't look at myself in the mirror cause I'm a narcissist. I simply like to watch myself exist. I'm in a fog and mist. Sage Francis, never rock Satan's check marks. Joe Beast, never rock Satan's check marks. Nonprofits will not rock Satan's check marks. Sayers, atmosphere, Mr. Dibs, idea inabilities, J Bird, Shalem B, ADM, adverse, Buck 65, Anticon, Soul, Alias, 62, J Zone, E Dawn, DJ Mech, Breeze, Manic, Well, Apathy, Rhode Island.
Talk to me, did I grow up according to plan? And do you wasting my time doing things I wanna do. But it hurts when you disapprove all along. And now I try hard to make it. I just wanna make you proud. I'm never gonna be good enough for you. Can't pretend that I'm alright. And you can't change me, 'cause we lost it all. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. I try not to think about the pain I feel inside. And you know you used to be my hero. All the days you spent with me now seem so far away, and it feels like you don't care anymore. And now I try hard to make it. I just wanna make you proud. I'm never gonna be good enough for you. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Nothing's gonna change the things that you said, and nothing's gonna running circles in my head while you sit there contemplating. You wound up left for dead. Life is what happens while you're busy making your excuses. Another day, another casualty. Up to you.